Progress Test 1.
So, Susan, you run an agency that supplies people with personal assistance, is that right?
Yes, it's called PA Hire Force.
And how did this start?
Well, I worked as a PA myself for some time. I started when I left school back in 1992. There was always a big demand for good PAs, so the next step seemed to be to set up a business and start giving work to other people.
And how many PAs are registered with your agency at the moment?
Well, some people only stay a short time and then they find a job somewhere else. At the moment, there are 8 people on our books and 6 of those are fairly permanent. They like the flexibility of working for an agency.
And how does the system work? Does the PA see the same client regularly?
Yes, usually. We mainly have clients who see the same PA, say, for about 4 or 5 hours a week. There are approximately 12 clients like that. But sometimes people phone us because their normal PA is off sick or on holiday and they want some extra help.
And what exactly is the service that a PA provides? Is it just paperwork?
Well, no. It can be pretty much anything, as long as it's legal. Most of it is paperwork, of course. But PAs also help to arrange events, make travel plans, or do internet research. Sometimes it is personal things as well, like picking up family members from the station, or taking the dog out.
Even taking the dog out?
Why not?
Can I ask how much you charge?
It's £70 an hour, but for any work after 9 p.m. or on Sundays, it's £120.
And what kind of people are your clients?
Well, it can be anyone. We're based in London, so most clients are from the London area, of course. Mm. They're usually fairly well off, and there are many more women than men. About 3/4 of them are women.
Why is that?
Well, my theory is that women don't mind asking for help if they have too much work. Men don't usually do that. They don't like to admit that they can't manage on their own.
That's interesting. Do you have any famous clients on your books?
Well, we do have 2 politicians who are quite well known, 1 female, but I don't think I should mention names.
And do you think the job of personal assistant is changing? Is it different now from when you started?
The work is largely the same, but one big change is the growth in virtual PAs. That's when the PA and the client don't actually meet. They just do everything during a fixed time over the internet or over the phone. We have 6 regular clients who only have a virtual PA. The big advantage, of course, from the PA's point of view, is that they can work from home.
Hmm.
2 of the people I employ definitely prefer working that way.
And do you need a lot of special equipment for it?
No, not really. All you need is your computer and broadband. There's not usually any need for video conferencing equipment or anything like that.
Susan, thank you for talking to us. So, Susan, you run an agency that supplies people with personal assistance, is that right?
Yes, it's called PA Hire Force.
And how did this start?
Well, I worked as a PA myself for some time. I started when I left school back in 1992. There was always a big demand for good PAs, so the next step seemed to be to set up a business and start giving work to other people.
And how many PAs are registered with your agency at the moment?
Well, some people only stay a short time and then they find a job somewhere else. At the moment, there are 8 people on our books and 6 of those are fairly permanent. They like the flexibility of working for an agency.
And how does the system work? Does the PA see the same client regularly?
Yes, usually. We mainly have clients who see the same PA, say, for about 4 or 5 hours a week. There are approximately 12 clients like that. But sometimes people phone us because their normal PA is off sick or on holiday and they want some extra help.
And what exactly is the service that a PA provides? Is it just paperwork?
Well, no. It can be pretty much anything, as long as it's legal. Most of it is paperwork, of course. But PAs also help to arrange events, make travel plans, or do internet research. Sometimes it is personal things as well, like picking up family members from the station, or taking the dog out.
Even taking the dog out?
Why not?
Can I ask how much you charge?
It's £70 an hour, but for any work after 9 p.m. or on Sundays, it's £120.
And what kind of people are your clients?
Well, it can be anyone. We're based in London, so most clients are from the London area, of course. Mm. They're usually fairly well off, and there are many more women than men. About 3/4 of them are women.
Why is that?
Well, my theory is that women don't mind asking for help if they have too much work. Men don't usually do that. They don't like to admit that they can't manage on their own.
That's interesting. Do you have any famous clients on your books?
Well, we do have 2 politicians who are quite well known, 1 female, but I don't think I should mention names.
And do you think the job of personal assistant is changing? Is it different now from when you started?
The work is largely the same, but one big change is the growth in virtual PAs. That's when the PA and the client don't actually meet. They just do everything during a fixed time over the internet or over the phone. We have 6 regular clients who only have a virtual PA. The big advantage, of course, from the PA's point of view, is that they can work from home.
Hmm.
2 of the people I employ definitely prefer working that way.
And do you need a lot of special equipment for it?
No, not really. All you need is your computer and broadband. There's not usually any need for video conferencing equipment or anything like that.
Susan, thank you for talking to us.